Welcome to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning workshop whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple, with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket. Thanks to Diamond sponsor Ventavid and Titanium sponsor Mechanic Desk. Want to find out how the Workshop Whisperer team can put your auto repair shop on the path to business success? Head to www.workshopwhisperer.com/whisperingloudly to claim your free workshop success session with the team.
Whispering Loudly is the Workshop Whisperer podcast. Gosh, we've been podcasting forever now, Rach, haven't we?
We really have.
Dozens and dozens of seasons.
Yeah, I think this is 25, maybe. Holy. Season 25.
Wow, and podcasting is really becoming a big deal now. But when you started, you were pretty leading the way for a lot of people.
Well, definitely in this industry in Australia, for instance. But it never ceases to amaze me where somebody pops up and says, oh, I've been listening to the podcast forever. I think a guy the other day wrote something about he lives on a 5-acre block and he listens when he mows the lawn.
That is so cool. How cool is that? We really appreciate you, whether you're in the car listening to us or wherever you are. You're allowing us to show up for you and we can provide value and make your life better. So that's really special, to be honest. So thank you so much for being there. And if you could help us out, we deliver all this content for free and Rachie does it like she does everything, top notch, professionally. So all she asks of you, if you can go into your podcast app, wherever you listen, and give us a little review, you might get read out like Tony has. He's given you 5 stars and he says, if you're an auto repair shop owner, you need to listen to this. They speak out language and they speak our language and understand the pressures of running business in the automotive aftermarket, !! Listen and learn, !! God, they love the exclamation mark.
They do. Expressive.
Yeah, that's so good. Thank you for expressing your love for us. Coming up next, we are doing a Workshop Whispers episode. Listen in on how to fix up your auto repair shop. Rachel's going to go under your bonnet.
Avoid mistakes others are making and take your auto repair shop to the next level. To reach out, email admin@workshopwhisperer.com with the subject Workshop Whispers and we'll answer your question in our next Workshop Whispers episode.
Whispering Loudly is the Workshop Whisperer podcast with Rachel Evans and today is a Workshop Whispers episode. We've got Robert in Sydney and he says he's got a really good turnover, just over $120,000 per month on average. Is that right, Rachie?
He has written that right, Mel. That's probably sort of just getting on the upper end of an average turnover.
God, that's good. I need to work on my bits a little bit more. But I never seem to have much left in profit in order to be able to buy the things I want outside of work. I've been in business for 15 years. Well, pat on your back because that is absolutely amazing.
It is.
And have a team of 9. But you wouldn't know it by my house or the holidays I go on. I never have time with my family. What am I doing wrong? God, it sounds like you're doing quite a bit right by that turnover.
And I think that's the trap, Mel, actually. The size of the turnover, but feeling like you don't have anything left over to actually enjoy all the hard work it takes to generate that turnover month in and month out. So it's actually quite common and something that we talk to the guys and girls who are generating over $100,000 a month every month. And they can't quite understand why there's nothing left for them. They're eating last. And often it comes down to 2 or 3 basic things. When you're turning over that kind of money every month, on a daily basis, actually, there's a significant amount of money settling from your FPOS machine into your bank account. And it's enough money every day and every week and every month for you to be able to pay all the bills that the business has accrued. but not a lot left over for you to take as profit or even the salary that you deserve, and probably nothing for a dividend. Because as the business has grown, perhaps it didn't grow with the level of systemization and documentation that we would recommend as best practice. And you were probably learning along the way as well how to grow a business and it be sustainable so that you could be in business for 15 years. And because you were learning on the job, it didn't always mean that the correct practice was being followed. Now, the busier you got, you were more likely to just throw more people at the problem instead of making sure that you were as productive and efficient as the shop could have been. So it's a pretty common thing for a workshop owner to tell us, we're so busy, there's no time in the day and there's no profit. And then when we dig into their productivity and efficiency numbers, they're not where they should be.
The other thing is, though, if you were taking on more team members, you would feel like in yourself, wow, I'm going amazingly. Look at all these people I'm employing. Like, it would make you feel good, right?
It would, until it's time to pay the wages.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, 9 team members, I don't know the breakdown of technicians and productive team members to, service advisors, admin people, receptionists, who we consider to be non-productive. There is a ratio there. So not knowing what that breakdown is, I can't really comment on the size of the team, but that is an extensive wages bill, 9 people. And, we have some businesses that inside our program that have 63 people. They're massive, trucking repair centers. Obviously, astronomical wages bill. But 120K a month, 9 people on the team. That means that there's probably a significant amount of infrastructure in there. You probably have acquired some equipment finance. You've probably got some car finance. The expenses are growing at the rate of income instead of narrowing down things that could make more money just with the jobs and team members you already have. And that's often overlooked by the time you get, above $100,000 a month in revenue. So what I suggest here is that you don't hire anyone else, you don't spend any extra money until we've done a complete review of every team member, their productivity, their salary, also your debt, your liability to assets ratio. All of those things affect the amount of money that's left over for you. Also, if you don't have the right cash flow management system in place, you will eat last. So one of the things that we help our engine room clients with as soon as they come in is to make sure that they're eating first and they're telling the business how much money is left over to run it. So there's a whole heap of stuff that goes into that. It's common, doesn't mean it's normal, and there's a lot you can do to change the situation.
Very cool. Thank you so much for your help there, Rach. And Robert, a big congratulations on where you're at. 15 years in business, such a great turnover, all those staff. Hopefully, Rachie can help you turn things around and you can have some more time with the people that you love.
Discover the 4-day work week system so you can work less and earn more in 2024. Go to theworkshopwhisperer.com and connect now.
Andrew is in Perth and he's wondering how in this market he can stand out from other employers in order to attract great technicians and service advisors. Staffing.
Ugh. Yeah, and I think we've been asked this a lot in the last couple of years. We've got a technician skills shortage. There's all these questions about, should we bring people in from overseas? Should we pay the money because it's quite an investment? But how do we just attract someone on at a very basic level, and how do we make ourselves stand out? The number one thing that works for our clients is to have a robust recruitment system, first of all, so that if you do find the right person, you are putting them through to, working on the workshop floor or in your at your service desk, and you keep them. But to be, that job ad that people are inspired to apply for in the first place, you've got to speak to the goals that they're working towards personally at the top of the job ad. If you're hiring for a technician, everybody knows what technical skills you need. Don't put that at the top of your job ad. push that down and talk about lifestyle, values.
Come to Hamilton
all
Island.
That stuff.
Don't you run coaching at Hamilton Island? Does anyone bring some of their service advisors?
We do a Hamilton Island event at the end of the year, yes.
Always looks amazing.
It does. Yeah. So you need things like the four-day work week that stands out at the top. You'll attract people who are after something beyond just money. Once people's basic survival needs are met, they will look for those things like lifestyle, flexibility, growth opportunities, leadership opportunities, all of that. That's got to be up the top of your ad. Talk about the technical stuff that you require down the bottom. And look for inventive places for your ad to be. Like, it costs a fortune to list on some of the employment websites. So make sure you make use of your social media audiences. Make sure it's listed on your website all the time. Have a careers tab on your website so you can always be in recruitment mode. You'll just never know when that great candidate is going to come and check you out and apply for a job that maybe you don't have open at the moment, but they're too good to pass up. And get it out there in your local community. I actually filled a position, surprisingly, using the notice board at Coles last year.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's so cool. And I always look at that notice board.
It was so old school, just a little rip-off tab.
Wow.
So you've got to put value up the top of your job ad and the technical stuff second.
Thank you so much for writing in, Andrew, in Perth. Hope Perth is treating you well. And we will speak to you soon. We'll see you guys next week with Whispering Loudly. And don't forget, if you're on Facebook, if you're not on Facebook, join that first. Then go to Your Profitable Auto Repair Shop and join our group and chat to other auto repair shop owners and learn heaps while you're doing it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning workshop whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket. Thanks to Diamond sponsor Ventavid and Titanium sponsor Mechanic Desk. Take a smoko and review us on your Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen.